Coach Ray Fricke. Coach Ray Fricke was born and raised in South Bend, Indiana, coming to Nebraska in 1972. He graduated from Millard High School in 1973 and graduated from the University of Nebraska in 1978. He began his teaching and coaching career at Cathedral of the Risen Christ in 1979, teaching science and PE, coaching boys soccer, boys and girls basketball, and boys and girls track. Ray was hired at Pius as a history teacher, freshman boys basketball coach, and freshman football coach by Father Barr in 1986. He coached freshman football for 17 years. He became the JV basketball coach in 1987 and became head varsity coach in 1994. Coach Fricke coached 22 years at the varsity level and compiled a record of 301 wins and 165 losses. His teams qualified for 11 state tournaments, played in 4 state championship games, and won 2 state championships. Coach Fricke won the Lincoln Journal Star Coach of the Year in 2000 and was named KFOR Coach of the Year also in 2000, along with the Nebraska Basketball Coach Association Coach of the Year. Coach Fricke has been married to his wife, Diane, for 43 years. He has 2 daughters, Jessica and Tiffany, 2 great son-in-laws, Stephen and Nick, and 6 grandchildren, Branson, Gracie, Connor, Ryla, Elena, and Lindley. As a coach, it's hard for us to recall our most treasured memory. There are so many, and just as we start to mention one, 3 more enter our memory. With that, I ask one of Ray's former players, Adam Brill, to provide a quick treasure. Coach Fricke has been one of the biggest influences in my life, both as a student athlete at Pius and as an adult. He set the bar high and always pushed us to be our best. As a player, he was patient with me and found a way to connect. He showed me that he cared for me and that I could trust him. His competitiveness and passion were 2 things I loved. He taught me many lessons, but none bigger than sacrifice, being a part of something bigger than myself and buying into the team. As a young adult, Coach took a chance on hiring me as an assistant coach. It was then that I started noticing the things that we never saw, appreciated, or even understood as players. How to act professionally as an educator and coach. He lived it. The amount of time he put into the basketball program while still keeping his family a priority. He did it gracefully. A man of dignity, integrity, and toughness. He was authentic, humble, and supportive. Coach led by example in all aspects of his life. There are countless Pius alumni who have benefited from his example and the many lessons he taught us, something I am forever grateful for. Please welcome Coach Ray Fricke to the stage.
Well, I have 10 note cards, and just the front side of all of them at the back, at the last one, so it should go pretty fast, I hope. I want to congratulate all the other inductees. Wow. I mean, what can you say? Tremendous character and integrity of the kids who come through this school and the people who teach at this school and the people who coach at this school. I want to thank the Hall of Fame committee. This is a tremendous honor for me. I appreciate it very much. I decided to teach and coach when I was a sophomore in high school. I had a track coach. Just said a few words to me. Meant everything to me. He turned me on to wanting to be a teacher and a coach. And I had a long, winding road that got me to Pius. And the reason I'm standing here today is because of all the people that have come into my life. And it starts, first of all, with my wife. You can't do this job without the support of your family. And everybody knows that, I think. And my wife, she dropped off the kids, she picked them up, she rescheduled, she reheated, she adjusted every day along the way for all the years, and all while she was working a full-time job. Brought the kids when they're babies to the games. And now, as my kids got older and had their own families, my kids brought their babies to the games. It was a family affair. We loved it. We enjoyed it. It's the reason that I was able to coach. No doubt about that. My first connection with Pius was actually in 1977. I did a coaching practicum with Vince Aldridge. It's the first guy I ever met from Pius. And had a profound impact on me. I really didn't know what the heck I was doing that year. I showed up for every practice and kind of stood around and got the practice plan and tried to do my thing. Vince was an impressive person. From there, I was able to come in contact with a lot of great people here at Pius. George O'Boyle, I did my student teaching, and I did a coaching practicum with George in 1977. So George, that's what, 44 years ago. I can still remember it. It was great stuff. Some of you might remember Rob Applegate at Cathedral of the Risen Christ. When I started there, Rob was a PE teacher there and the head coach of all the sports, and I was assistant. He was vital in helping me learn the ropes. Tim Anderson, gave me a call and asked me to come and help out with the Pius East basketball camp. That camp went on for 40 years. I got to coach with Ed McFerrin and Paul Forsch at that basketball camp. A lot of big influences there. Don Kelly. Don and I talk politics and basketball every day in the teacher's lounge for 30 years. Drew plays on napkins, learned a lot from Don. I treasure his friendship. Tim Elward, I coached for 17 years with Tim. Watched him develop that program, championship program. Watched how he managed his kids, talked with his kids, motivated his kids. A lot of tremendous lessons there also. Tom Seib. I think he started a year before I did. What a ride that was. I was a freshman coach and then the assistant coach, and how many great, great, great basketball games Tom was involved in, and I was along for the ride. I learned so many lessons from Tom, how to treat players. He was so even-keeled, and if you remember some of those games, 87, 88, 89 games, they were just tremendous basketball games and lots of pressure, and to watch him, and Russ Ewing was there to watch those guys coach. Again, I learned a lot of lessons. Jake Moore, watched him practice with his teams in the gym. Goes to state every year, it seemed like, winning. He had a different style with his players. He was a fun coach, a lot of fun, but demanded excellence from his kids, and I learned a lot by watching Jake Moore. Jim Hansen, energy, so much energy, and such a great friend. We talked sports, and we talked Pius athletics, and we talked about the different kids, endlessly. We were both in the same hall. We taught in the same hallway. Every day we talked. And he made coaching a lot of fun for me. Bill Rice and Ryan Pasoda, being the girls' coaches, I got to watch them practice, motivated by them. We talked basketball all the time. Great friends of mine. You know, all these guys had a lot of influence on me. This is a tremendous place, a great school. And those guys are the reason why. I would not have been a good coach or had any success without their involvement in my life. I had great assistants. I had a lot of different assistants over the years. But God was good to Pius and good to me. The quality of guys that I had as assistants was amazing. Greg Layshock, good friend, coach, director of basketball operations, and a master of the 1-3-1 zone defense. Just ask him. Paul Vockel and Bruce Ekstrom, I tell you what, we had fun. We had a lot of fun. And when we think back, when we get together, we're always laughing and smiling and enjoying the times and talking about the guys that we coached. There were some great games. Marty Harms. Marty was an outstanding young man. Very good coach. He came up with the defensive matchups for the game against Ralston in the 2004 final game, state tournament game. It was his defensive matchups that won us that game. Brian Spichka, Tim Medina, Chad Dolman, Ryan Carney, Adam Brill, Zach Thavenet, Tom Korda, Jolene Ritzman. Those last two I'm throwing in there because they were never on the bench with me, but Tom Korda and Jolene Ritzman did a lot for our basketball team. Tom was a great leader. He's a guy I could go and talk to anytime, and I did. Jolene Ritzman did so many things for the basketball team behind the scenes. I could go to her at any time. Usually I'd forget that I was supposed to get something done, and I would go to her and she would get it done. Brian, Tim, and Chad, Ryan, Adam, Zach, they are outstanding coaches. Pius is extremely lucky to have those guys in the program. Tremendous integrity, character, passion for the game. I love those guys. I miss being with them. I used to get kidded for having so many assistants on the bench. You know, we had 7 assistants on the bench, and people used to give me a hard time about that. But I always thought these guys deserved it. They were my freshman coaches, my sophomore coaches, JV coaches. Being at the varsity games on the bench, that was fun. That was exciting. That was the reward. Halftime, we'd go into the little little hole there. We called our office and devised a strategy to try to win the second half. All of us crammed in there. Those are tremendous memories for me. To the parents, I've always said this. This is my opinion. I always thought the parents were the backbone of our program. The things that the parents did for their kids and did for the coaches every year, every day, was unbelievable to me. And the support they showed us was amazing. We didn't always win, and their kids didn't always play. And yet, they supported our basketball team all the time, every day. They made it fun. I've talked to a lot of coaches during my days, and I know that Pius has the best parents. I know that that's a fact. When it comes to the players, I'm not going to mention any players by name, because as soon as I mention one player, I got to mention them all. I have a million memories of the players. And I would say that 90% of them are all good. Well, things don't always go just the way you hoped. But that's part of life. And I just hope that the kids are able to take away from the program, from their time at Pius playing basketball, something good. There is so much good out there. It's their choice. We had so many exciting moments, so much pressure. That was the number one thing on my list when I was deciding whether I should retire or not. Why should I go? Number one thing, stress. It never got to be less. We had great kids. We had great players. We had great moments with those kids. We had great locker rooms after games. Even in losses, you have great locker rooms. I had a great life because of Pius. I love this school. I love the Pius family, and I am really glad that I'm part of it. I want to talk, just finish up real quick, two things. Two games or events. Year 2000. The semifinal against the Lions. I don't know how many people have a clue or remember that. We're down 14. We're number one in the state. Going to the state tournament, we're down 14 with 6:14 left in the game. I went and looked at the DVD last week to make sure of the time. And gosh, I got sweaty palms watching that thing, I tell you. You know, the coaches are yelling at me, we got to get a timeout, we got to change up. I can remember it just like it happened yesterday. So we call a timeout, and we decided to go to a 1-2-1-1 full court zone press, our 34 defense. And we won the game. We won the game in overtime. Arguably, if you want to argue it, the best comeback for a win in Pius basketball history. You could argue it. The next day, we beat McCook by 25 in the state final. And the last series of games is in 2004. I call it the run. We are 9-8 going into district play. We had to play the bunny game. That's the play-in game to the districts to get into the real district, the four. Played Fall City. Fall City was, I think, 3-16 that year. we had a hell of a time beating them. They played a funky little 2-3 zone defense with a little guard in the middle, and we struggled. And guy sitting in this room stepped up. Last 5 minutes of that game, got us the lead. We pulled the ball out to make them go man, and were able to win that game. The next night, we played Norris, down 10 at the end of the third quarter. We won that game by 5. Next night, we play Beatrice. Beatrice was ranked third in the state. And I can't remember all the details. You guys might know the details better than me. But I had some bet with the kids about scoring 63 points. If we could score 63 points, we'd have steaks at my house. I don't know why that was, but that was part of it. We beat Beatrice that day by 16 points. One of our guys, I can't mention his name because I said I wasn't going to mention any players' names, was at the free throw line. We had 63 points. He was on the free throw line to get the 64th point, and he got it. And I remember he was at the free throw line, and we had a comfortable lead, and he was looking over at the bench. It was the end of the game, and everybody was laughing and giggling about it because they knew steak dinner was coming if he could make the free throw. We won that game. We turned around, and the first team we had to play at state that year was Beatrice. Beatrice got in with a wild card. We played Beatrice at Pershing. And I don't know how many people thought we could do it twice in a row, but we did it. I think we won that game by 4 points. It was close. I know it was close. The next night, we played Blair. We beat Blair by 19 points. I was scared to death of that game, and I kept telling everybody, they're going to play a zone, they're going to play a zone. If we don't hit shots, we're going to have a hard time. Truth. We made our first 4 baskets, all 3s. We led 12-2, and they called a timeout. The next night, we played Ralston. Ralston was number one in the state, had been number one in the state all year long. Ralston beat us by 12 in that gym in January. When I went and scouted them with Marty, when they played Waverly at their place, I said they looked like a junior college team. Marty had the defensive changes for us. And I remember, and this is gospel, I remember when we left the locker room, I said to the kids, there's no reason this game has to be close. Let's go win. We beat Ralston by 26 points. We played flawless basketball. That run of 6 games there, unmatched in my mind. And I had very little to do with it. We had great kids. And I know it's fun to win, and those are the ones I chose to talk about because they were miracles in my mind. Some of my favorite teams were teams that did not have winning records because of the attitudes of the kids. Came to practice hard, had fun. Like I said, I love my time here. I love this school. And I love being part of the Pius family. Thank you very much.